Welcome to the Mum Break Podcast, a place where you can feel normal, get helpful information, and laugh your ass off. Hopefully without peeing your pants. I'm your host, Erica, and I have two kiddos. I am not a mom expert, but I do have a zillion hours of therapy under my belt and no filter. I'm on my own journey to find happiness, and I want to help you on the way to yours.
It is 7 o'clock on day 5. I was just sitting in my living room with my husband having a coffee before the kids wake up because I don't know what happened, but no, I'm not even going to say it, but it's been good so far for sleep. So as soon as we had our sip of coffee, obviously Austin woke up and one of us had to go get him, but it clicked to me then that one of the really positive things about this is that I can split the morning routine, because I know this is totally un-COVID related, but I realized that since I've been doing exclusively morning routine, just me with the two kids since school started in September, it's fine. It's how we've split it. It's fair. We're a good working final. It's the best. We're a good team. But I've come to this place of having this dark cloud of the morning, because it's been such a challenge with their behaviors and their screaming. And it's essentially just 2 hours of them screaming and crying, and like it's just such a hard way to start the day, and I'm still kind of learning how to get through it. It's not perfect, but the really nice thing about this is that I can now split this with somebody. But I had the epiphany while we were sitting here looking at the monitor being like, who's gonna get him? You know, the little dance of like, well, who's gonna step up and take one for the team? I had this epiphany of like, you know what? I'm just gonna ask him to do the morning routines as much as possible. So I even went as far as to say, I will do double bedtime if you just do the morning routine, because that is how much I need a break from morning routine. It's been such I've been trying lately, and I'm sure you've noticed, but I'm trying lately to be much really cautious about some of the things I say about behavior, specifically for Aubrey, who's 4, five in September, not almost five, 4 and a half, because I know that this now is sort of reflecting into her own personal life. So I, even though the behaviors are still very much there and are like challenging me to a new level on a daily basis, it sucks because I don't feel like it's my story to share. So whenever I talk about it, even though I've just had a full mental breakdown and cried and sobbed hysterically, it's like her behaviors, and I say it all nicely. So anyways, all that to say, this is a really positive thing about spending more time with my family and being inside, is that I'm doing way less morning routine, and that's lovely. And actually, because of that, now I'm doing more bedtime routine. I haven't done a ton of bedtime routine because my hours at work are a little bit wonky. So my husband does a lot of the night stuff, and I do all the morning stuff. And it's just how it's sort of shaked out. But it's great, and I love the change. So it's been really good. So I'm sitting down here in my living room while I can hear Austin upstairs with Jordan screaming in the bedroom as he goes to get some. And I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting on the couch wrapped in fleece. You know my obsession with fleece. Actually, I have a bathrobe on and wrapped in a fleece blanket, drinking coffee by the window. And it is freaking heaven. We're also, I don't know about you guys, still going through coffee at an alarming rate. Okay, they're coming. I gotta go.
Hey, Amy, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. We've known each other for a while, but maybe for the people who have no idea who the heck you are, you can just do a quick introduction.
Sure. So, hello, bonjour. My name is Amy Mann, and I run Un de Trois Petits Pas. So, I teach French to parents and their babies, toddlers, and preschoolers. I started doing it throughout the city of Ottawa with in-person classes, and I just recently launched an online program. So now, any parent anywhere with their little one can learn some French.
Yes, and that's sort of why I wanted you to come on and talk today, because not only do you have these online French programs, but Also, you're a teacher. You actually like watching your stories. I'm like, wow, she knows what's up. Her little guy, because you also have a little guy too.
Yes.
I think he's about in between Austin and Aubrey. Like, how old is he now?
He's just turned 3.
Okay, yeah. So he's literally right in between.
Yeah.
And the things you're doing with him, I'm like, oh, it's like, God, I wish I had been a teacher or had those skills. But you make them look so easy.
Well, thank you. It's my passion, right? So I put all of my everything into that. And there's things that I don't put all of my everything into, like my husband would say laundry and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, so are you both home right now together? Or is he essential? I don't know what he does for work, sorry.
Yeah, he is a manager of a gym. And today is the first day that he was allowed to stay home. So
Oh
today's the
wow.
first day we're all together, but who knows how long this will be? It might be a long time. You never know.
I know, I think that's the crazy thing for me is that because I'm such a planner, it sort of it's a good practice for me to be a little bit more easygoing because that's not a word that anyone would ever use to describe me.
Yes, same. I'm like, oh
Oh.
gosh, trying to fill my days, but there's only so much you can do at home.
I know it's true, but you're doing okay. So maybe I will ask you, like, what are a couple really, like, I'm talking really easy things that people can do at home? People with no teaching background, no French teaching background, what are some ways that, assuming someone has, let's say, kids under the age of 5, because I think that's the big difference is that there's a whole bunch of different sets of challenges depending on how, if you have kids, how old the kids are. So let's just say under 5.
Yes, and
Broad
that's
range, sorry.
my no, it's my specialty, right? It's all kids under before they go to school, basically. So it can be tricky because there's a lot of resources for children who are already in school. I was looking at this post that shared so many links of all these different, practice reading, practice with this, practice with that. But it requires a bit more independence than children who are under school age. And so that can be a lot harder because it's really, really on the parents to do the entertaining and to really engage them. And so, but the good thing is that they are quite easy when no, sometimes, moodiness dependent, but they're quite easy to please. For example, something like my son has this little like train set. And I was like, okay, how can I change this up a little bit just to make it a little bit more engaging and different for him? We had this ginger ale pop can box, and I was like, this is going to be a tunnel now. So I took off the two ends and we like stuck the train set into the box, and it became a train set with a tunnel, which just totally changes the game, right? So it's just kind of looking at it from their perspective and being like, okay, what's cool that you have lying around that they don't usually get to do, or that you wouldn't have the opportunity to do? Because now we're all a lot less busy in a way. We're not, running around the city. We're stuck in one place. So, yeah, just simple things like maybe take out your recycling and let them build. Give them like your boxes and whatever, let them build something and then make up a storyline with it. And I find too with my son that I know it's hard to be like super engaging all the time, but if I give him like 10 minutes to set up a little storyline with the toys he's using, then he automatically has this like, I don't know, story in his head, and he can go on and continue on, and then all of a sudden I'm forgotten, or I'm doing like the wrong thing, and he'll be like, "No, mama, pack them sad, like not like that." And so I'm like, "Oh, sorry, okay, I'll stay away." So I find that the key is really like to give them sometimes when you're just like fully engaged with them, and then if you've done that, then that has been met, and then you can go on and do what you need to do once they're kind of
I don't think I've
done.
ever heard anyone describe it like that because there's so much pressure to be on all the time. And stay-at-home moms know better than anybody, which is why I could never be a stay. I'm not the person who can physically be on all the time. My husband's actually could. We joke that he's now like, if my job made enough, he'd just be a great stay-at-home dad. He's doing so great right now. I can hear him playing and doing sprints around downstairs while we do this. But I'm like much happier upstairs in my office doing this.
That's
But
okay too.
it in that, yeah, it is. But it's interesting to see like just set things up, spend the time, and then it's okay to step away and do the things that you need to do. And it's balancing act. Hate that word, but it is.
Yeah, that's what I've been finding, because I have a lot of work to do still from home as well. And so that's been definitely tricky. And I find it's easier to get frustrated if you, like, you just hand them something and kind of run back, do what you're doing, and then try, oh shoot, there, that didn't take, like, try something else again. But if you really just go, okay, I'm gonna sit down with them for 15 minutes and be full on engaging, then I feel like the needs are met there, and then you can be like, then they're a lot more content and they will let you leave you be. Now, that being said, obviously little personalities are very different, so I'm not going to say that that would work for everybody, but just in general, like, young children are looking for engagement, and they're looking for that attention, and they're going to keep wanting it if they don't get it. And the way for me to kind of deal with that is to really give it to them for a short period of time and, like, help them come up with ideas that they can continue on with on their own. And then hopefully they give you some time to do what you need to do.
I love that. Well, it's tricky, right? Because so many people, everybody's home situation now is completely different. It could be that someone was already a homeschooling mom, or that both parents are now working from home, or that maybe parents have been laid off and there's other stressors there. Like, there's no, I don't think, two similar scenarios. And that's exactly where I think it's tricky right now. Oh, so it's crazy that we're even having this conversation.
It really is. It's unbelievable. Every now and then I think, like, is this a dream? Like, what's going on?
So, you know what I compare it to, and this is really bad, so sorry, American people who are Trump fans, but I remember the day after I woke up after the American election and found out Trump was president.
Yes.
Am I being punked? Like, what? Oh, how did this happen?
Yeah,
18 I people just unfollowed me, but whatever.
No, I thought for sure. I was like, there's just no way. I wasn't even concerned, because all I had in my head was, like, The Apprentice. Like, how on earth does that man? And then it happened. And I was,
you're like, what just happened? Yeah, no, I don't know. It's so it feels like that emotion and that feeling I have on the inside, it's like that feeling of, I'm being punked. This doesn't feel real. I'm not sure how to deal with this.
Yeah. No, it's the weirdest thing. And the thing that's even crazier is that every single person in the world, everywhere is dealing with this.
The same thing at the same-ish thing at the same time.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
I kind of like that part. I know it's a little bit, I don't know if that's dark of me, but I think it's really cool that it's not good that something like this has brought us together, but it's cool that there is something that has brought everybody in the world universally together to join forces to work together towards a common goal.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you mean, because it is nice to be like, okay, we're gonna forget all of our other concerns and all the issues we've had amongst one another, because we have this big issue to deal with and we're all dealing with it together, kind of thing. So it's scary though. It's scary at the same time. I was saying with my husband yesterday, I was like, well, here's the thing. I don't want to create fear, but I was like, Canada can try and do their best to, like, do whatever they can, but every other country needs to do the same or else the issue is going to keep going. So it's like, we really have no choice. See, isn't it crazy? But at the same time, it's like, yeah, we have no choice. We have to all work together. We really don't have the choice.
No, like, it's not an option.
Yeah.
It's just not. Stay the F inside.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of staying inside, because you put out something, was it yesterday that you put out the schedule? Maybe it was yesterday.
Yes.
Day 4 on my count. That's how I'm keeping track of things. It's just the days of, I don't know, it's probably super negative, but that's how I'm viewing things right now.
Day 4 in captivity.
the amount of resources and schedules and things like that from the perspective of someone who's not, this is not their forte and doesn't thrive on, you know, teaching young humans, is a little bit overwhelming. So, but you have simplified it and put out something. I kind of just want to get your take on scheduling for young kids, and maybe not what we should be doing, because I know that it's very different depending on each kid and everyone's personal preferences. They're all so different, but what's a general good guideline to follow in terms of scheduling your child's day now that there's really no schedule?
Yeah, so It really it is just whatever works for you, right? So, I know that there have been a few schedules that were shared, but for me, I wanted to make something that parents could completely change up in the middle of the day if they had to. So, I made basically this moving pieces, with big images so that your child has something to look at and be like, okay, what are we going to do today? And so just simple things like we're going to eat, we're going to go outside, we're going to play with a puzzle, we're going to draw, we're going to, all the things that you can do. I tried to come up with ideas too for parents just to give them an idea of different things you can do with them during the day. But I know that for my son, it was really helpful to just show him visually, like, oh, okay, this is what we'll do. But not only that, but he helped me to create it. So I was like,
Aww.
obviously, guidelines, right? Like, what have we done already? Well, we woke up and we had breakfast. So put that there. What do you want to do now? Oh, maybe we want to go build with blocks. So I put that there. And then, things that we want to do that he couldn't do maybe that day. Like yesterday was really, really not nice outside. So I was like, okay, you want to go outside, but we can't today because look outside, it's kind of yucky, but maybe we'll go tomorrow. And then I put it in the tomorrow slot. So I find that because we're all kind of stuck inside, to show them that we are doing different things, right? Even though we're inside, or you're outside, but you can't go visit, all your favorite places anymore. So to show them that although we're still in one place, yet we're doing different things is important, I think. And then it just also helps you to stay a little bit sane, I think, too. And you can like block in, like, oh, let's say, for example, you don't want your child watching TV right when they wake up. If you do, fine. But if you don't, what I do is I say, like, no, not right now, but look, I've put it in after nap time. There you go. That's when we're going to do it. So,
Oh, I said they actually physically see it, and it's not
yeah.
just someday in their tiny little brains that they can't
Yes.
comprehend.
Yeah, it's not just a plain no, not right now, because they don't really grasp that. But to be like, look, we're going to do this, 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 and then we can do that. So there's just in this specific situation, there was such a need for me and my son to have this to just help answer all the questions and, keep us on some, not even keep us on a schedule, because even if we don't follow it still helps a little bit in some way to be like at the beginning of the day it worked. If it didn't work the rest of the day, whatever, we'll try again tomorrow. And so my advice, I don't know, I don't want to say like do this or do that, because it depends on, do you have to work? When do you have to work? Maybe something would work better for you in the morning than somebody else. But basically, to just give them that visual schedule is my advice, I guess. Even if you don't want to use the one that I made, you can just draw them out something and say, like, look, this is what we're going to do. Follow that. Just so that you have the answers when they say, like, can we do this? Can we do that?
No, because we're doing it here, or yes, but it's coming
Yeah.
up here. No, and I like that. And I like that the way that you framed it is it's a lot of flexibility. For
Yeah.
me, there's a whole bunch of schedules going on, like from 9 to 10, you do this. And me personally, I would thrive off of that, but it's not practical right now. And it's also a couple days a week, my husband's with them, and then a couple days I'm with them, and I have to work some days and he doesn't, and my husband's not gonna follow it.
Yes,
He's
I
not as he's
know.
like an open free play kind of dad. Like they're just, winging it.
Yes.
So this is kind of cool because then we can all use it together and they know what to expect.
Yeah, it's nothing strict. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to have something, even that in itself is an activity for you to do, right? To be like, what are we going to do today? Sit down together and kind of plan it out. And then also if he says like, what are we going to do now? I'll say, oh, go check the fridge, because we've both
Oh.
put magnets on them, and he goes and he checks the fridge and he sees, oh, like we did this, now we do this. So it's just a fun little thing to kind of continuously look back to, and even it's a learning opportunity to be like, oh, we didn't do that, but what did we do instead? Okay, we'll take this off and we'll put this on, and just something fun to do while we're all stuck at home.
I love that, right? It's so I really liked also your point about repurposing and reusing the stuff in your house. So,
Yeah.
like that, oh, what was it? Did you say soda box or box constructor,
Yeah,
whatever
like
it was?
the pop can
Pop
box.
can, yeah.
like anything, like just literally look wherever you guys are sitting right now. It's funny because I usually on podcasts say careful when you're driving, but no one's driving when they're listening to this. Stop and look around your house and see what you can repurpose.
Yeah. And there's things like, you know, you think of drawing with crayons or markers or whatever on paper, but why not take out your cardboard box and then they can draw on that and turn it into something else. And aww, like, it just makes things fun by changing it up just in the slightest bit. Yeah, there's just, honestly, like my answers to what you can do with your child are a little bit weird because I just look at the things that I have and I just go, okay, well, you know, we'll make this into that. Or, you know, I'll put a big string of like painter's tape down on the floor and he can use that as a road, or
that's my favorite. We love that. Yeah. So we set one up, our house is a big circle. So I always set one up and put one line down the whole circle and I just race them.
Yeah, no, see, things like that are awesome because they're just so, so simple, but it changes it up completely in their mind. And yeah, I'm getting exercise too in funny ways like that. Like, yeah, racing across the house.
Okay, I want to ask you how people can find two things. So I'm going to speak for Amy here for a second because she has been, we've been talking about her launch of her virtual classes for a really long time now. Like, yes, she's been planning this for months and months and months. And as soon as she launched it, I shit you not, as soon as she launched it, then this whole thing happened. Yeah. So I'm speaking for you because you are like the kindest, nicest human being ever. But I know that there's some fear associated with when you launched it, or some apprehension about when you launched it and how it appears.
Yes.
But I just want to say we've taken your in-person classes and I was so excited about the launch of your virtual ones. And it's hilarious, ridiculous, comical timing that it launched at the same time unintentionally.
Oh gosh, I know, it's
but
insane.
I want, it is, and I don't want you to be nervous promoting it because of that, because I know the quality of stuff and your work and who you are as a human being, and I understand why you're nervous, but I just, anyways, I'm doing this whole speech and spiel for her because
thank you.
You're amazing. So if people want to check out your, and I'm going to force you to tell people where to find it. If people want to check out your virtual French classes, which is basically your in-person ones with some extra resources and then online, how do they go find that?
So they go to online.123, and then it's petitpas.com. So it's PETITSPAS.com. And that's where they can find the online program. And it's like an 8-week course that they can take, but you can repeat it as often as you want for the rest of your lives if you want to. So, I'm really excited about it. And people have been sharing being stuck at home, sharing little videos of their children watching it and completing the course, and it's making me really happy. So I'm at least excited about the fact that I can help in that way, raise spirits, keep people learning. And then I'm giving a really big discount, that I can share too.
Yes,
so
please.
Because everybody's stuck at home and the situation's so crazy, I was like, okay, I'm going to give a big discount. It's, the discount code is 123. The number is 123, code with a capital C, and then 30, and it's for 30% off. So 123 code.
And this is what I mean. Like, you didn't have to do that. You're launching your first digital product and all of a sudden you just genuinely feel so bad. You're like, I'm just going to give money away. So take advantage of it before she's like, oh shoot, maybe I should have given 30% away. But it's the neat thing. So if it's an 8-week program, realistically, if you're home every day, if it were me, I don't know, this is bad. This is my bad. I would do like a class every day and just go on repeat until we're allowed out of our house.
Yeah, that's what actually people have been sending me messages. And so I've got this one mom who sent one and she's like, Amy, just so you know, we're on day 3 of watching the lesson number 1 and we're loving it. Like, it's just, they're obsessed with the one. So she's like, this is how I'm going to let it like keep going longer and longer. And then when they get bored with one, I'll go to the next lesson too. But it is great because in my in-person classes, I would always say like, okay, now take what you've learned in this class and use it throughout the week. But it was on them to do that, right? Like, I can only say so much, and it's really up to them. Whereas with the online program, if I say, okay, take this week and you practice what we learned, they can literally go back to the same lesson and put it on the next day, and they have that support there, right there for them. And so I think it's a lot easier for parents who are really eager to learn, it's a lot easier for them. And then obviously things like I worked really hard on putting subtitles up. So that's something that I couldn't do obviously in in-person classes, but having the visual has been something that parents have said is amazing about that. So I'm excited. That. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to link it all on the web pages. And I also how do people get, so it was a little bit confusing to me. How do people get the schedule printable?
Okay, so that is just on my Instagram. I put it up there. It's on my story, but basically all I'm asking is for people to donate to Wild Child Coffee Project. So it's a play cafe in Ottawa. They're very, very new, and they don't have the ability to get any help from the government because they are so new. And yet our parenting community, it's been such a great thing for all the parents here. And so I was like, what can I do? I need to help them in some way. So I made up this schedule to help parents and at the same time help Wild Child with a little mini fundraiser. So basically, anybody who wants the schedule, I'm asking them to go to wildchildcoffeeproject.com, make a donation. It can be any amount. It could be $1. It could be however much you want. And then send me a message saying that you've done that and with your email, and I'll email you the product your way.
This is what I'm talking about. Just like a kind, good human being.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm gonna actually put the step-by-step description or step-by-step in the links, whatever, below, so that people know how to do that with all the links. Because, so I just did it. So I just donated to Wild Child, and then you literally emailed it to me very quickly. I won't set an expectation of time because I know that you have a life, but an at-home life. But you,
I know, I was gonna say, have not responsibilities. As much of a life.
But it's super cute, and if you want to see, I think, do you have it up in your highlights right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. So you can see, actually, before you commit to this, you can actually see what it looks like and if it's the right fit, because it may not be the right fit, but if it is, that's how you do it.
Yeah. Oh, did I say what the Instagram,
but I'm going to put it.
Okay.
In
the Perfect. It's important.
Yeah. It's a minor step in the process. Okay. Thank you so much for chatting today. I really appreciate it. I was so excited because I've seen all the good things you've been doing, and you're just like the loveliest human being. So I want to promote your stuff because I know that you're nervous too and you don't want to step on any toes, but it actually will help so many families. I really believe that.
Thank you so much, Erica.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're doing amazing things with helping everybody, and I love how your voice, you're just the voice of reason. And you know, I was watching, no, seriously, I was watching like your stories, and I was like, oh, something's still normal. You can still listen to Erica.
You can still count on my kids to be crazy. Yeah, that hasn't changed. It's just crazy in a different way. I swear to God, by the end of this, my house is going to be like an art gallery of ridiculous paintings, because my Aubrey's going through at least like 10 to 15 pictures and paintings a day, because that's the thing she loves.
Aww.
And she keeps them all because you can't throw them out because she's home all the time now. So she sees the garbage and we get in trouble.
That's so funny.
So we just let her put them up, and we're like, we'll just deal with it in like April or May, whatever. That's future our problem.
Hey, have you seen, there's a post going around saying for children to put their artwork up on windows so that people going on walks can see them.
There's a schedule. So we did that yesterday with our four leaf clovers, but there's a schedule going up. I wonder where that, do you know who started that? Because I want to make sure to give them credit, and I'll share it because that was really cool.
I don't know who started it.
If you stumble across it, let me know and I'll put it in the link. But it was essentially for people who don't know what we're talking about. It was really cool. Some Ottawa moms, and it may have started somewhere else, but that's where I saw it first. Some Ottawa moms started the idea that as many people as possible would create a different craft or artwork every day, every whatever set schedule, and put it in their window. So kids, the activity would be to go walk through a neighborhood and count the number of, let's say, four leaf clovers they see in a window. It's really cool.
So nice.
We're quarantined like right now, so we're just doing the pictures.
Yeah. No, it's things like this, like you were saying, that it's making people come together in ways that we wouldn't have before. So there's some nice things about this crazy situation, at least.
Yeah, like today I'm in the day where I'm trying to focus on the positive. So it's, yeah. And then, you know, some days it's the ups and downs, right? I'm sure we're all going through that.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I think that's it for today. It's only 12 o'clock. I'm just taking my lunch break now. But I need a break from content today. My brain, here's where I am at. I am trying to figure out a way where I can give back and help and support, but also while managing my own mental health, the stuff going on in my house, and not overwhelming people with stuff. I know that there's a lot being put out online these days, and which is one of the reasons why I went for a podcast, is because it's just a different medium form of receiving information. Anywho, I'm feeling a little bit fried. I am trying to start doing some home workouts and movements. I'm going to block off time in my work calendar, because on the days that I'm working from home, I'm actually going to block off half an hour to go downstairs and do like a TV workout with Aubrey, so I can spend some time with her and get out of my office. But we'll see. I'm on day two of trying to do stuff at home, and I already don't want to do it. I keep looking out the window and seeing people walk by, and I just want to go for a run so badly. I wish more than anything I had invested in a treadmill a few years ago, because I think that would be so cathartic right now for me as a person who blows off steam running. But maybe I'll start a save. You know what I'll do? Maybe I'll start a savings account today for a treadmill, because that would be helpful. Anyways, if you guys are listening, thank you so much. Oh, okay. Since yesterday's episode, things have changed a little bit. I realize that Instagram and Facebook are taking increasingly strong measures to decrease the amount of fake news that's going out. So because all my URLs had COVID in them, I got blocked and I couldn't share. So I'm changing it officially to a suggestion based on a follower on Instagram. I put out the question to you guys, what should I name this instead of COVID Chronicles? And now we are officially called From Inside. So mumbreak.ca/from inside is where you can get all the links that we talk about in all the different articles. It's an important distinction because I had to screw up my website of all things COVID. The things that are happening these days, we're all just learning real time and figuring things out as we go. And that's something that I learned the hard way yesterday, because for the first 3 days of this, it wasn't day one through three, it was never an issue. But then day four, all of a sudden, now I can't post. So I scrubbed the word COVID off my website, and it's now mumbreak.ca/from inside. And the link is actually in the description for this podcast. So that's my newest thing. But every day we're learning something new. Have a great one, guys. I hope everybody is safe.